From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Delegates to the Democratic National Convention in Denver today officially nominated Barack Obama to be the party's nominee for president, the first African-American ever chosen by a major political party. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports from the Pepsi Center in Denver.
It was his vanquished rival, Hillary Rodham Clinton, who moved for the convention to nominate Obama by acclamation, a final gesture in the long-fought battle for the Democratic presidential nomination. From the floor of the Pepsi Center in the New York delegation, Clinton said,
"In the spirit of unity, with the goal of victory, with faith in our party and our country, let's declare together in one voice, right here, right now, that Barack Obama is our candidate and he will be our president."
Clinton's move came after a roll call vote of the states, something Clinton delegates had called for. Some states cast unanimous votes for Obama, others split their votes, allowing Clinton delegates the opportunity to have their voices heard. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Denver.
Also on tap from Denver tonight, addresses from the last member of the party to win the White House and the man who hopes to be the next vice president. NPR's Maura Liasson reports.
Tonight is Bill Clinton night at the Pepsi Center. The Obama campaign calls him a beloved and unique figure in the party. But his speech has also been the source of some angst. The Obama campaign doesn't know exactly what Bill Clinton will say tonight, but he's expected to make the case for Obama while at the same time making the case for his own legacy. The soon-to-be vice presidential nominee, Joe Biden, will also speak tonight. He's expected to make a vigorous attack on John McCain, and he's hoping to make a strong economic argument for Obama that helps older, white, working-class Americans relate to the Democratic ticket. Maura Liasson, NPR News, Denver.
With tropical storm Gustav now blamed for 22 deaths in the Caribbean and the storm's path uncertain, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal apparently is taking no chances. Jindal today declared a state of emergency, activating the National Guard, even though it's not clear where or even when the storm will make landfall. Current predictions have the storm moving out into the Gulf of Mexico, prompting oil companies to also begin making plans for evacuations. Dave Micah is director of the Florida Petroleum Institute.
Evacuations of the as many as 30,000 people that could be offshore will begin if the track is continued.
Latest forecast has Gustav possibly making landfall sometime over the Labor Day weekend, perhaps as a dangerous Category 3 storm. The emergency declaration in Louisiana comes just days before the third anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, which struck 3 years ago on Friday. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 89 points to end the session at 11,502. The Nasdaq gained 20 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 10 points today. This is NPR News. A U.S. Coast Guard vessel loaded with relief supplies has docked at a port in southern Georgia, though Russia today sent three missile boats to another Georgian port as a standoff escalates over control of two breakaway provinces within the former Soviet Republic. Latest tensions come amid a stinging rebuke to Russia issued today by the so-called Group of Seven industrialized nations critical of Russia's decision to recognize Georgia's breakaway regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. In a joint communique released by the State Department, the group said it deplores Russia's excess use of military force in Georgia. A pioneer of lesbian rights, Del Martin, has died in a San Francisco hospital. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Del Martin, along with six other women, founded a San Francisco social club for lesbians called the Daughters of Bilitis. That was in 1955. The group grew to be the nation's first lesbian advocacy organization. Martin and her lifelong partner, Phyllis Lyon, were the first same-sex couple to be married by San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom 4 years ago. But theirs and thousands of other marriages were challenged in the courts. In May, the California Supreme Court overturned the state's ban on gay marriage, and Martin and Lyon were wed again. Del Martin died at the age of 87. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Recapping this hour's top story, delegates to the Democratic National Convention in Denver have now officially nominated Barack Obama to be the party's nominee for president. He's the first African-American ever chosen by a major political party. Also scheduled for tonight from the Convention Center in Denver, addresses from former President Bill Clinton and from Joseph Biden. That address with Bill Clinton takes place in about an hour from now. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.